we're going to just jump right into tonight's call with ECS, which is the endocannabinoid system, and Remedy and Remedy Pet. And I'm so excited for my co-host for tonight, Karen Woolheater. It's always a pleasure working with her on these calls. So without further ado, I'm going to turn over the mic to our Texas superstar, Karen Woolheater, who's just growing leaps and bounds every day, both with her personal development and in sharing our incredible products. So Karen, I'm going to pass the mic to you, and we're so excited to hear more about the ECS.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you, Samantha. And thank you, Jay. Like I was saying, that is just another reason why we know that we're in the right place and we're with the right people. And we absolutely love being here. So let's start talking about hemp oil. With the popularity of hemp oil on the rise, there's a wide range of quality in the marketplace. Do you know how to ensure you're receiving the highest quality hemp oil product for your money? We're here to help you better understand what to look for and why it is important. Our goal is for you to be informed enough to make an educated decision when shopping for a hemp oil for you or the people you love. Welcome. My name is Karen Woolheater. My husband Kirk and I had no idea when we started our business with Gemini what we really had. This has been a surprising journey of helping people and earning an income like we have never seen before in any other network marketing ventures. I'm going to share with you some basic and maybe not so basic information about hemp oil, and specifically a high potency hemp oil we have found and use ourselves. Isn't it interesting that since they ceased all cannabis production in the United States because of the Marijuana Act in 1937, there seems to be a rise in inflammatory and autoimmune diseases. While marijuana and hemp are both considered cannabis, they are very different. Marijuana is naturally high in THC, and it's that psychoactive component that gets you high, and it's low in the cannabidiol, the non-psychoactive component that's found to be beneficial. But this Marijuana Act of 1937 lumped all the cannabis in one group and ceased all production. Then later in 1970, the Controlled Substance Act replaced the Marijuana Act from 1937 and made all cannabis a Schedule I substance. It's grouping it with heroin and other dangerous drugs. It just makes no sense to me. They may or may not have known at that time that our bodies are actually designed for cannabinoids. They even generate them. And that all mammals have a system designed to receive and distribute them throughout our body. So back in 1990, a group of scientists were researching how the body reacts to THC. They discovered the ECS, the endocannabinoid system. The ECS has endocannabinoid receptors in our brain and throughout our bodies. When there's a disease or condition or even just age, there's a communication gap between our neurotransmitters and we start showing symptoms. The ECS's function is to maintain homeostasis or balance for the entire body. When they found these receptors, they also found that they are the most abundant neurotransmitters in the brain. During this research, they discovered that by stimulating and supporting the ECS, one can fight a multitude of illnesses and conditions. This is why hemp oil works so well across the board. Your body is designed to heal itself if you give it what it needs, and it will do just that. So when you give your body the cannabinoids, it replaces the endocannabinoids that are lacking for whatever reason, and it'll do what your body needs it to do. And it'll do something different in the person sitting next to you because their body will need something else. And another great thing about the ECS, it's in every mammal. So that pet that you love so much, they can benefit from hemp oil too. So now that you see how everybody is designed and needs cannabinoids, you may be asking, what do you need to look for when you're looking for a hemp oil to purchase or use? Well, let me help you with that. I'll share with you a few questions to ask and why they matter. So how is it processed? What type of oil is it? How is it delivered to the body, and how much is actually absorbed and used? Will it maintain its potency? Those are all important questions in their own right, and all together that can give you a good answer of why you need to choose the oil that we're going to be talking about tonight. First, I think I need to tell you, just in case you don't know, that hemp is a soil purifier. It absorbs all things in the soil, good and bad. Since the days of George Washington until it was banned, farmers used hemp for that very purpose. They would plant a crop of hemp before they would start farming a piece of land, or if they wanted to switch crops. They used hemp because of it has a short frame of, a short time frame from the seed to harvest, and it's amazing at cleaning up the soil. They would then use the hemp they grew to make rope or something else industrial. You know, hemp has been used industrially for centuries. So the processing of the oil is probably the most important aspect to consider, especially over price, which seems to be the most deciding factor these days. I'm not understanding that, but it does seem to be the biggest factor people think about. And price is not the question. How is it processed is what you need to be looking at. And let me ask you this. If you're looking for something natural to put in your body to help with whatever it is you're needing help with, why not pay attention to how it's processed? What's in the finished product and how pure it is? I mean, really, with hemp being a cleaner plant, wouldn't you want to make sure that the oil it's producing is clean and clear of pesticides and chemicals, all that stuff that could harm your body? So many oils on the market are sold at such a ridiculously low cost because they skip that very important step. Also, another thing to think about, doesn't it make sense to find out if the oil you're looking at has any proof of the things they are saying it is and does? You know, I have a friend that started using and selling a CBD from another company. She was selling it, yet she had been told lies and they didn't have proof. She didn't think to ask for proof. She just started her business. So she spread the lies without even meaning to lie. So many companies out there are out for a quick buck instead of trying to help you. That is unfortunately a part of business these days, but thankfully, not everyone is that way. Okay, back to the list because I digress. Okay, so as you may have already gathered, hemp oil comes in different qualities and forms. Although the processing and purity of the oil should be your number one deciding factor in choosing an oil, a close second is what form you need. There are some terms you need to know. An isolate, full spectrum, and broad spectrum. They all mean something different. An isolate isolates a certain part of the plant and uses it to make oil. An example of this is hemp seed oil, and usually has very little or no beneficial properties at all. A full spectrum oil uses the whole plant from the ground up, the stem, the leaves, the seeds, the flowers, the buds, all to make the oil. It has a wide range of beneficial properties, and it also has a trace of THC. Remember, the THC is the part that makes you high, that psychoactive part. A broad spectrum, remember that, broad spectrum. A broad spectrum oil takes the full spectrum oil and goes a step further by isolating and removing all of that THC. So this brings us to how an oil gets delivered to your body. You may have heard it's not what you take, it's what you absorb. Well, you know, that's really true. How expensive is a product that you take and it doesn't do any good because it's not absorbed by your body? I'd say it's pretty expensive. There are many hemp oil companies out there that use a carrier oil to add to their hemp oil for delivery to the body. These companies that use this carrier oil, they think that it's a good idea, you mixing oil with oil, but it's really not the best delivery system because our body recognizes oil, good for you or not, but it breaks it down as fat. This will cause the absorption of the good oil, hence the hemp oil, to be eliminated with the carrier oil, resulting in the less than ideal amounts of the hemp oil being absorbed and used by your body. So the answer here is to find a hemp oil that is water soluble, meaning it dissolves in the water, becoming part of the water. Because the body recognizes, accepts, and absorbs water freely, you get more of the good oil in your system, and not only quicker, but at a higher rate as well. There should be some sort of scientific proof from the company you're looking at that shows this. Don't be afraid to ask. This is your body. You should be sure of what's going in it and how much good it does for you. Okay, so that brings us to the potency. As you may know, oxygen degrades just about everything, and hemp oil is no different. However, that is no excuse for a company to not ensure that you get full potency all the way to the bottom of the bottle. Some companies have had their products yanked from the shelves and their business shut down because the governing powers started testing and found what was on the label did not match what was in the bottle. The average shelf life was like 2 years before the crackdown happened. Now, a large majority of the companies changed their shelf life from 2 years to one because their oil was not holding up. The good news here is there is quality hemp oil with integrity to be found, and you just found it. I hope this has been a little bit helpful for your search about finding a quality hemp oil. We understand that you need to be careful where you get your oil because what goes in your body matters. And I want at this time to bring in some help to help you understand what Remedy Hemp Oil is all about. And I want to introduce you to one of our business partners, Joe Hubbis. He's not only successful in a computer business, but he's also finding success here with Gemini, helping people feel better and be more. Joe, you want to take it from here?
Yes. Oh, my gosh, Karen. Thank you so much for allowing me the opportunity to share why our Remedy hemp oil stands apart from the others. So the hemp oil we use, or the hemp we use, is grown in the United States, Kentucky to be exact, where hemp has been grown for generations. From the time the hemp plants leave the ground to the time they are completely dried is only 19 hours, ensuring the freshest, most nutrient-rich hemp. We take the whole plant from the ground up and extract the oil using everything we harvest. Here's where our science starts and where the others stop. Some people argue that you need THC to help the receptors in your brain open up and receive the cannabinoids. This isn't necessarily true. Our oil molecules are so tiny, we don't need a facilitator, but we did add some B12 in there just to help it out. By removing the THC, it takes our full spectrum oil and makes it broad spectrum, using nanotechnology to reduce the molecules down so small it's water soluble and easily absorbed at the cellular level. Actually, we reduced it down to 15 nanometers. To give you an idea of how small that is, a human hair is 80,000 nanometers. A cell can only absorb up to 80 nanometers, and again, our oil is only 15 nanometers in size. If you notice the chart, there's a big difference in how the body breaks down regular hemp oil and Remedy. Our patented nanotechnology actually protects the hemp oil and allows it to make it to the small intestine to be absorbed. The encapsulated hemp oil acts like a magnet to the wall of the small intestine, allowing an average of 95% absorption of the oil into the body. Now you'll see the results on your screen of a clinical study performed by a third-party test lab. Even 12 hours after taking Remedy, you still have more hemp oil in your system than you would just after 30 minutes of taking a dose of a regular hemp oil. That's pretty amazing. Our Remedy comes in three strengths, 1250 milligrams, 2500 milligrams, 5,000 milligrams, and the Remedy Pet is 450 milligrams. All right, there are so many good testimonies on how Remedy is helping people and pets. Let's have Eva Hood come on and tell you what she has experienced with our Remedy Pet. Eva, I know you have a lot of knowledge about Remedy, and I can't wait to hear what you're going to share. So welcome, and go ahead and take it away.
Yeah, you're still muted, Eva.
not.
There you go. Now you're good.
Let me introduce you guys to my reason I use Pet Remedy. This is Levi, and he's such a chill dog, but he is an Aussie, and they are high strung, and he does much better when I give him hemp oil. And there's many reasons to give your dog hemp oil, and one real good reason to give him nothing in particular, just a little bit every day, is because it helps them as much as it helps us. You want to be great. You want your body to be tip top. Well, you want your animal to live a long time. You know, one of the things that I love about all of our products is all of them work in the immune system. If you really understand what's going on with the COVID and where the country and the world is going in medication and all natural healing is all the buzz now. It used to be kind of freaky. Now it's all natural. Well, this is all natural products. The Pet Remedy, what it does is, and the Remedy and all the other products is it attacks the inflammation. We can live a better life and healthier life, get better sleep and all of that by having less inflammation. Because anything and everything, our environment, our foods we eat, stress, lack of sleep, just having issues that we're born with, all of these things cause inflammation. Well, all of our products, especially the Remedy, which is a anti-inflammatory, helps with this. So why wouldn't we give it to our animals? One time, I have a story for you guys. One time when we first started selling the Remedy, we had one of the first bottles. We take on animals on the Lefebvre's Ranch that are put out to pasture. They're gonna pass away. This one particular horse, which we rarely get horses, I fell in love with. And she was a quarter horse race horse. She was really tall and she was successful. But she got a typical injury in one of her back hoofs, joint pain. And you could see that she had it. And I cried when I saw her because I knew she didn't like being in a field where, you know, it was pretty as it was, she missed where she was. So that was kind of sad to watch. But I was, you know, she was real friendly and I would pet her. I played the mad scientist and I thought, I'm going to give her some of my hemp. And assuming, because she's real, real tall, she's 7 foot quarter horse. That's huge for a quarter horse. I gave her as full as I could get it while I was holding on to her bridle. Some hemp oil just to see. I wish I could have filmed it, but I didn't have enough hands to film all of this and everything. And my main priority was I would like to see her. I mean, it would have been great for just to see her not be in pain and not have to walk clumsily. So I did it. And it took a little while, but I finally just quit petting her because I could see her walk. And I started crying. It was unbelievable. She turned around and she walked away and she wasn't limping. And this is a true story. And I'm not trying to freak anybody out or make medical claims, but the hemp oil worked for her. And if it can work for her, it can work for us. So that's really all I want to say. I do want to mention there's some other testimonies that I've heard from some of my customers and members that has worked with him too, is anytime you're getting ready to leave somewhere and you know you're going to be gone a while, or maybe there's fireworks or anything going on, go ahead and just leave them just give them a small amount, depending on how big they are, some hemp oil, and they will chill out. I mean, dogs can't lie. This is the real deal. It helps with arthritis pain. Oh my gosh. How about giving it to them when they're young dogs so you can avoid the whole arthritis issue? Skin is an issue for dogs. I mean, the different climates and all that type of stuff. If you're putting hemp oil on, you can put it on them and just, you know, stick it behind Levi's mouth in there, the little dropper, just throw it back there. He can't spit it out. Anyway, I can't say enough good things about it. I appreciate the opportunity to tell y'all a couple of stories.
Thank you so much, Eva. That was, I loved, always love to hear little puppy stories and testimonies as well. I know we love our furry friends as much as we want to take care of our own bodies, right? And thank you again, Joe. And thank you, Karen, for all that great information tonight. I know if you're as excited as I am, you definitely want to hear more. You want to check into your testimonies. You want to get a sample in your body if you haven't tried Remedy already, because why would you not want to feel as amazing as the testimonies you heard tonight and just really see what having your body in balance can do, because it's truly incredible. And Gemini as a company is changing so many lives. So if you want to be a part of the ride, there's two different ways you can go about it. You could try a sample, become a happy customer, or definitely get the deepest discounts as a member and turn this into a business. So that's another really exciting part of Gemini as well. But I want to just leave you with our social media handles. Our YouTube channel is phenomenal. It has a lot of different videos, whether you're interested in seeing how exactly to take Remedy, to catching a couple of replays of our past Mindset Monday calls, overviewing our other products. We also have, as Jay mentioned earlier, a Remedy Relief program where we have waived enrollment for our veterans and now our law enforcement. So that's a new exciting addition that we just decided on tonight as well, because we got to back the blue, right, guys? And then of course our Gemini Cares healthcare plan, which is starting to take over the United States. So if you guys haven't heard about this, you definitely want to get back with the person who brought you here tonight so you can hear more about Gemini Cares, try a sample of the Remedy, and also try samples of our other incredible products, especially the VitaWake and VitaZ. So Gemini Cares, we're actually going to be covering on next week's Mindset Monday call. So make sure you tune in next Monday if you want to hear all about this new healthcare program taking over the US. But before we close tonight, I want to introduce you to our amazing owner and founder, Jay Archer, to close tonight's call.
Hey, y'all. Karen, Joe, Eva, great job. Awesome call. A lot of really good information. Take the Remedy. I'm telling you, you're going to notice. I'm about to be 52. I got no pain anymore. Everything on my body used to hurt. So that's my testimony. Everything hurt. I don't anymore. I feel younger than I did, 10, 11, 12 years ago. I actually feel better than I did when I was in high school. So pretty awesome there. One other thing. We announced tonight that we're going to go ahead and make this free for the police officers, the law enforcement as well. One other thing, I don't want to get on a soapbox, but think back to 9/11. When I was watching 9/11, our whole country was one. Everybody band together. Somebody said something about anybody in our country, and everybody came together. Whitney Houston sang the national anthem, and there wasn't a dry eye in the stadium. You know what? We need to get back to that. We really do. You know what? It's not about race. It's not, we are one America, and it with Canada and the rest of the world, but y'all, we need to get back to, helping each other, defending each other, loving each other. Good things happen when good people step up. There are a lot of really, really, really good police officers out there. There really is. There are some bad ones as well, but you know what? The good cops stand up to the ones that are doing things they're not supposed to. And you know what? If everybody stands up together, everybody pray for each other, everybody, be happy. Let's be one together. I think that's just something that needs to be done. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and close with that. Everybody stay safe. God bless and good night.